The Power of Solo Journeys, Normalize Walking Some Paths Alone, written and published by Echoes of Empowerment. Introduction. Imagine waking up one day and realizing that the only person you can truly rely on is yourself. No validation, no approval, no safety net, just you and the path ahead. Would you panic? Or would you rise? Most people fear walking alone, believing solitude is a sign of failure, rejection, or weakness. But what if I told you that some of the most powerful, successful, and enlightened individuals in history chose to walk alone? Not because they had to, but because they understood a profound truth. True growth, self-discovery, and freedom begin when you stop depending on the crowd and start trusting your own path. It's your road and yours alone. Others may walk it with you, but no one can walk it for you. This is not a story about loneliness. This is about strength, clarity, and the unstoppable power of those who dare to embrace the solo journey. If you've ever felt like you don't fit in, if you've ever questioned why your path feels different, or if you've ever struggled with the idea of standing alone, then this is for you. Because the reality is, not every path is meant to be walked with company. Some roads are designed for those brave enough to take the first step alone. And if that's you, then get ready, because this journey might just change everything. Chapter 1. The solo path is where you find who you really are. When you remove the constant noise of opinions, expectations, and societal pressure, you are left with one thing, your true self. But in a world that is always demanding something from you, finding your true self is not as easy as it sounds. Many people spend their entire lives trying to fit in, seeking approval, and living according to what others expect from them. They suppress their real thoughts, ignore their deepest desires, and mold themselves into what they believe is acceptable. But when you choose to walk alone, something powerful happens. You are forced to confront yourself without distractions, and in doing so, you start to see yourself clearly. Walking alone means stepping away from the constant validation and influence of others. It gives you the space to reflect, to ask yourself difficult questions, and to discover what truly matters to you. Are you making choices because you genuinely believe in them, or because they are what others expect from you? Do you pursue certain goals because they fulfill you, or because they impress the people around you? These are questions that can only be answered in solitude, where no external voices are shaping your thoughts. This is where you understand your real values, passions, and beliefs. Without the need to impress, compromise, or conform, you start to make decisions based on what feels right for you, not what pleases the crowd. You begin to see what excites you, what makes you feel alive, and what kind of life you truly want to build. When you walk alone, you are free to explore different ideas, experiment with your interests, and redefine what success and happiness mean to you. But more importantly, walking alone teaches you to rely on your intuition. Instead of constantly looking to others for answers, you start to listen to your inner voice. You become more in tune with your instincts, and over time, you develop an unshakable trust in yourself. This self-trust is incredibly powerful because it gives you confidence in your decisions, no matter what challenges come your way. You no longer need approval to move forward, nor do you fear making mistakes because you understand that every step, even the wrong ones, are a part of your growth. The more you trust yourself, the stronger you become. Confidence doesn't come from knowing all the answers. It comes from knowing that whatever happens, you can handle it. And that kind of confidence is only built when you embrace solitude and allow yourself to walk your own path without fear. Walking alone may feel uncomfortable at first, especially if you have always relied on external validation. But over time, you will realize that solitude is not a burden. It is an opportunity. It is in those quiet moments, when you are completely alone with your thoughts, that you truly meet yourself. And when you finally know who you are, you will never again feel lost, no matter where life takes you. Chapter 2. Solitude is the gateway to mental clarity and strength. In today's world, distractions are everywhere, from social media notifications to endless conversations, from workplace pressures to family expectations. Our minds are constantly being pulled in different directions. It is rare to find a moment of pure silence, a space where you can just think without interruption. But solitude offers something that nothing else can: mental clarity. When you choose to step away from the noise, you give your mind the space it needs to breathe. Imagine your thoughts as a river. When too many things are thrown into it, the water becomes muddy and chaotic. But when you remove the clutter and let the water settle, it becomes clear. This is exactly what solitude does for your mind. It allows you to process your emotions, reflect on your goals, and gain a deeper understanding of yourself. Some of history's greatest thinkers, philosophers, and leaders have sought solitude to sharpen their minds. Einstein took long, quiet walks to think through complex scientific problems. Buddha left behind the distractions of society to meditate in complete silence, leading him to profound spiritual enlightenment. Nietzsche believed that solitude was necessary for creativity and deep thinking. These individuals understood something that most people overlook. Clarity and wisdom do not come from constant engagement with the world, but from stepping back and observing it from a distance. Solitude is not about cutting yourself off from people forever. It is about intentionally creating time and space where you can focus on what truly matters. It is about learning to be comfortable with your own company, listening to your own thoughts, and finding answers within yourself instead of seeking them from the outside world. When you spend time alone, you become more aware of your thought patterns. You start to notice which thoughts empower you and which ones hold you back. You gain insight into your fears, your dreams, and the things that truly bring you joy. Without distractions, you are able to see your problems from a fresh perspective, making it easier to find solutions. Beyond mental clarity, solitude also builds mental strength. Many people fear being alone because they associate it with loneliness. But there is a huge difference between being alone and being lonely. Loneliness is a feeling of emptiness, while solitude is a state of empowerment. When you embrace solitude, you realize that you do not need external validation to feel whole. You become mentally self-sufficient, able to handle challenges with a clear and focused mind. Strength is not just about enduring hardship. It is about knowing how to maintain your inner peace in any situation. When you develop the ability to sit with yourself without distractions, you gain control over your emotions. You no longer react impulsively to situations. You respond with wisdom. You do not let stress consume you because you have built an inner world that remains calm no matter what chaos surrounds you. If you feel overwhelmed, confused, or stuck in life, take a step back. Unplug from distractions. Spend time alone, not in a way that isolates you from the world, but in a way that allows you to reconnect with yourself. The answers you are looking for are not in the noise, they are in the silence. And when you learn to embrace that silence, you will find a mental clarity and strength that no one can take away from you. Chapter 3. Walking alone builds resilience like nothing else. There's a certain kind of strength that only comes from walking alone. When you rely too much on others, you unintentionally weaken your own ability to stand on your own feet. But when you choose to face life's challenges alone, without a safety net, without constant reassurance, and without expecting someone to save you, you develop a level of resilience that is unshakable. Life is unpredictable. No matter how much support you have, there will be moments when you must rely on yourself. People may leave, circumstances may change, and the world may throw obstacles in your way. If you are always dependent on others, those moments will break you. But if you have trained yourself to stand alone, you will not only survive difficult times, you will thrive. Walking alone means taking full responsibility for your journey. When no one is there to catch you when you fall, you learn how to pick yourself up. When no one is there to solve your problems, you develop the skills to overcome them yourself. This is the kind of resilience that makes you stronger, sharper, and more capable than ever before. Many people avoid walking alone because they fear struggle. They seek constant validation, guidance, and support, thinking that being alone means being weak. But the truth is, struggling alone is what builds true strength. When you have no choice but to figure things out on your own, you become resourceful. You learn how to adapt, how to think critically, and how to push through difficulties without breaking. Consider the strongest people in history, leaders, innovators, pioneers. They didn't become great by always relying on others. They faced hardships alone, overcame obstacles by themselves, and built a mindset that could withstand any storm. Resilience is not given to you by others. It is built within you through experience. Walking alone does not mean rejecting help when it is truly needed. It means knowing that, at the end of the day, you are capable of handling whatever life throws at you. It means understanding that no matter how difficult the road ahead is, you have the strength to keep going. The more you embrace solitude, the more resilient you become. The more obstacles you overcome alone, the less afraid you become of future challenges. Every hardship you face without help is another proof that you are stronger than you once believed. Most people fear loneliness, but what they should truly fear is becoming dependent on others to the point where they cannot stand on their own. If you learn to walk alone, you will never feel lost, no matter where life takes you. You will develop an inner strength that no one can take away. So, the next time you feel the weight of walking alone, remember this. It is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign that you are growing stronger, that you are becoming someone who can face anything life throws your way. And that kind of strength? It is the kind that lasts a lifetime. Chapter 4. The solo journey forces you to level up. When you walk alone, you have no choice but to grow. There is no one to carry you when things get tough, no one to make decisions for you, and no one to shield you from the challenges that come your way. It might seem daunting at first, but this is exactly what makes the solo journey so powerful. It forces you to level up in ways you never would if you always had someone else to rely on. Many people stay stuck in the same patterns because they never step outside their comfort zones. They lean on others for motivation, guidance, and support, never fully developing the ability to push themselves. But when you take full control of your own path, something incredible happens. You become stronger, smarter, and far more capable than you ever imagined. Walking alone means becoming your own teacher. You start seeking knowledge instead of waiting for someone to give it to you. You begin problem solving instead of looking for someone to fix things for you. You take full ownership of your growth, and that kind of independence is what sets truly successful people apart from the rest. Think about it. The greatest achievers in history weren't handed their success. They figured things out on their own. They took risks, failed, learned, and adapted. They became experts in their fields, not because someone told them what to do every step of the way, but because they sought knowledge, experimented, and kept moving forward despite obstacles. When you commit to walking alone, you develop self-discipline. No one is pushing you, so you must push yourself. No one is reminding you to stay consistent, so you must hold yourself accountable. This process transforms you into someone who doesn't need motivation from external sources. You become self-motivated, self-driven, and relentless in your pursuit of growth. The solo journey also teaches you adaptability. When you face challenges without outside help, you learn how to think critically, adjust your approach, and find solutions on your own. Every difficulty becomes a lesson, and every setback becomes an opportunity to grow. Over time, you realize that you don't fear obstacles anymore because you've trained yourself to handle them. Most people avoid walking alone because they fear making mistakes. They think they need constant advice and approval to move forward. But the truth is, mistakes are part of the process. Every misstep teaches you something valuable, and every failure brings you closer to mastery. The only way to truly grow is to take full responsibility for your path and learn as you go. You don't need a crowd to push you forward. You don't need constant validation to know you're on the right path. All you need is the willingness to keep learning, keep improving, and keep moving forward, one step at a time. The solo journey is not easy, but it is worth it. Because when you walk alone, you don't just survive, you evolve. You become a version of yourself that is stronger, wiser, and completely unstoppable. And that kind of growth, it can only happen when you step out of your comfort zone and decide to level up on your own. Chapter 5. Not everyone is meant to understand your journey. One of the hardest lessons to learn in life is that not everyone will understand, support, or even respect your journey, and that's okay. Some paths are meant to be walked alone because they are not for others, they are for you. From the moment we are born, we are conditioned to seek approval. As children, we look to our parents and teachers for guidance. As we grow, we turn to friends, mentors, and society to validate our choices. This is natural, but if we are not careful, we can become trapped in the cycle of living for others instead of living for ourselves. We start shaping our decisions based on what people expect rather than what truly fulfills us. But here's the truth. Your journey is unique. Your goals, your dreams, and your vision are yours alone. No one else has lived your life. No one else has felt your exact struggles, fought your battles, or experienced the thoughts that drive you. So why expect everyone to understand your path? When you start walking a path that others do not recognize or approve of, you will face resistance. People will question your decisions. They will doubt your ability to succeed. Some will even try to pull you back into the familiar, not because they want to harm you, but because they don't understand your vision. Others may project their own fears onto you, warning you about failure simply because they themselves are afraid of taking risks. This is why so many people give up on their dreams before they even begin. They allow the opinions of others to dictate their lives. They choose comfort over growth, approval over authenticity, and security over fulfillment. But those who achieve great things in life have one thing in common. They do not let the voices of others drown out their own. If you truly want to evolve, you must accept that not everyone will support you, and that's a sign that you are on the right path. Growth is uncomfortable, and when you start to change, people around you may feel threatened. Some may even try to discourage you because they are afraid of losing the version of you they are familiar with. But remember this, you do not need permission to change. You do not need validation to follow your own path. The greatest transformations happen when you stop seeking approval and start trusting yourself. Think about the most successful, inspiring individuals throughout history: Leonardo da Vinci, Nikola Tesla, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Bruce Lee. They all had one thing in common. At some point in their journey, they had to go against the grain. They had to believe in themselves, even when no one else did. They had to trust their own vision, even when it made no sense to the people around them. The moment you stop expecting everyone to understand your journey, you set yourself free. You are no longer bound by the limitations of others. You no longer fear judgment, criticism, or rejection, because you realize that their opinions do not determine your success. You do. Walking alone doesn't mean you will always be alone. Along the way, you will meet people who truly align with your vision, who respect your growth, and who add value to your life rather than taking from it. But until then, you must be willing to keep moving forward, even if no one else sees what you see. Your journey is yours. It does not need to make sense to anyone else. It only needs to make sense to you. The sooner you embrace this truth, the sooner you will step into the life you were meant to live, fully, unapologetically, and on your own terms. Chapter 6. True freedom comes from walking your own path. Freedom is often misunderstood. Many believe it means having the ability to do whatever they want, whenever they want. Others think it's about financial success, status, or independence from obligations. But true freedom goes much deeper than that. Real freedom is the ability to walk your own path, to make choices based on what fulfills you rather than what pleases others, and to live a life that is aligned with your inner truth, without fear, guilt, or the need for external validation. Most people never experience this kind of freedom because they are trapped in expectations, in social conditioning, in fear of judgment, and in the belief that they must follow the same path as everyone else. They stay in jobs they hate, relationships that drain them, and routines that feel suffocating simply because it's what they've been told is normal. But when you choose to walk alone, you step outside of that system. You free yourself from the pressure to conform. You realize that you are not obligated to follow the traditional path of life, going to school, getting a job you don't love, settling into a routine, and living for the weekend. You begin to see that you can create your own rules, your own version of success, and your own way of living. This kind of freedom is terrifying to many people because it requires complete responsibility. When you walk your own path, you can no longer blame society, your family, or your circumstances for where you are in life. Every decision is yours, every failure is yours, and every success is yours. This is why most people choose to stay in their comfort zones, because stepping into real freedom means stepping into full accountability. But those who dare to take this path understand something that others do not. Once you embrace the responsibility of creating your own life, you unlock a power that is greater than anything society can offer you. You no longer need permission to be happy. You no longer need to wait for the right time to pursue your dreams. You no longer need to justify your choices to anyone. Walking alone also frees you from the emotional chains that keep most people stuck. When you stop seeking approval, you stop being controlled by what others think. You stop making choices based on fear of rejection or criticism. You stop living according to the expectations of people who do not understand your vision. Instead, you start making decisions based on what is best for you, what brings you fulfillment, what challenges you to grow, and what aligns with your deepest values. Think about it. How many people live their entire lives playing it safe? How many never take risks, never chase their dreams, and never step outside of what is considered acceptable because they are too afraid of what others might say? These people may appear free on the surface, but they are prisoners in their own minds. They are controlled by the invisible rules of society, by the fear of judgment, and by the limitations they have accepted as truth. Real freedom is not about escaping responsibilities. It is about taking ownership of your life. It is about having the courage to stand alone when necessary, to walk paths that others fear, and to trust yourself even when no one else does. It is about understanding that you have the power to shape your future, no matter where you come from or what obstacles stand in your way. The best part? Once you taste this kind of freedom, you will never want to go back. You will never again settle for a life dictated by others. You will never again feel the need to explain or defend your choices. You will walk with confidence, knowing that you are living life on your own terms. And that is the greatest freedom of all. Chapter 7. The solo journey is temporary, but the growth is permanent. One of the greatest misconceptions about walking alone is that solitude is forever. Many people fear that if they choose to take an independent path, they will always be isolated, always be misunderstood, and always have to do everything by themselves. But the truth is, the solo journey is not permanent. What is permanent is the transformation that happens along the way. Every great leader, thinker, and visionary has had to walk alone at some point. They had to separate themselves from the crowd, not because they wanted to be alone forever, but because they needed to grow into the person they were meant to become. And once they became that person, they naturally attracted the right people, the right opportunities, and the right circumstances into their lives. When you walk alone, you are not just finding your way. You are becoming someone new. You are shedding the old version of yourself, the one that relied on external validation, the one that followed the expectations of others, and the one that was afraid to stand apart. You are evolving into someone stronger, more self-aware, and more resilient. At first, solitude may feel uncomfortable. You might feel the weight of silence, the absence of familiar voices, and the challenge of making decisions on your own. You might question yourself, wonder if you are making the right choices, and feel tempted to return to the comfort of the familiar. But with time, you will start to notice something incredible. You are growing in ways you never did before. You become more confident in your abilities because you no longer need others to guide your every move. You start to trust your instincts because you've proven to yourself that you can figure things out. You develop a deep sense of self-worth because your value is no longer dependent on who approves of you or who stands beside you. Most people never experience this kind of growth because they are afraid of being alone. They fear the discomfort of silence, the uncertainty of not having constant guidance, and the responsibility that comes with making their own path. But what they don't realize is that the greatest version of themselves is waiting on the other side of that fear. The solo journey is a training ground. It is where you refine your mind, strengthen your will, and build the foundation for the rest of your life. Once you have walked through the fire of solitude and come out stronger, you will never again fear being alone. You will never again feel desperate for company. You will never again lower your standards just to fit in. And here's the paradox. Once you embrace walking alone, you eventually find yourself surrounded by the right people. Not because you searched for them, but because you became the kind of person who naturally attracts the right energy. The friendships, relationships, and connections that come into your life after you have walked alone will be deeper, more meaningful, and built on authenticity rather than fear of loneliness. At some point, like-minded individuals will cross your path, people who respect your growth, who understand your journey, and who add to your life rather than take from it. But by then, you will be a different person. You will no longer need their validation, and because of that, your connections will be based on true alignment rather than dependency. The lessons you learn while walking alone will stay with you forever. The strength, the confidence, and the wisdom you gain will shape every aspect of your future. You will move through life with a quiet power, knowing that no matter what happens, you are capable of standing on your own. So, remember this. Solitude is not a punishment. It is a gift. It is a period of transformation, a chance to meet yourself at the deepest level, and an opportunity to become the person you were always meant to be. The solo journey is temporary, but the growth, that lasts a lifetime. Chapter 8. The world respects those who walk alone. There is something undeniably powerful about a person who has walked alone, faced struggles without seeking sympathy, and built themselves up without depending on anyone. The world may not always understand those who choose to take the road less travelled, but it undeniably respects them. Most people live their lives following the herd. They seek approval, fit into expectations, and avoid standing out too much. They fear being different because being different means stepping into the unknown. But those who dare to walk alone, who choose to trust their instincts over societal norms, become the ones who shape the world. Look at history's greatest leaders, visionaries, and pioneers. They were not people who followed the crowd. They were the ones who dared to question, to challenge, and to forge their own path. They were ridiculed at first, doubted by many, and misunderstood by most. But in the end, they were the ones people looked up to. Walking alone is not easy. It requires courage, patience, and resilience. There will be moments of doubt when you wonder if you made the right choice. There will be times when you feel the weight of solitude, when you miss the comfort of belonging. But with every step you take, you become stronger. You start to notice that while others seek external validation, you have built an internal sense of worth that no one can take away from you. When you walk alone, you develop a sense of self-reliance that sets you apart from the rest. You don't wait for opportunities, you create them. You don't wait for approval, you give yourself permission to move forward. You don't fear rejection because you understand that success is not about being liked by everyone. It is about staying true to your purpose. The world may not always reward those who walk alone immediately, but in the long run, it bows to them. The lone wolf is feared because it does not seek protection in a pack. The self-made individual is admired because they did what others were too afraid to do. The independent thinker is respected because they see possibilities that others overlook. People may question your choices. They may criticize, mock, or try to pull you back into the familiar. But as you grow, as you succeed, as you become someone they never expected, those same people will look at you with admiration. They will wonder how you did it, where your strength came from, and why they never saw it in you before. This is the power of walking alone. It transforms you into someone who is undeniable. It builds a reputation of strength, resilience, and self-determination. And in a world where most people are afraid to stand on their own, those who do stand alone are the ones who command the most respect. So, embrace the solo journey, not just as a necessity, but as a path to greatness. Walk forward with confidence, knowing that even if no one understands your journey today, they will recognize your strength tomorrow. The world respects those who dare to be different, and in time, it will respect you too. Chapter 9. Embracing the unknown, the power of walking into uncertainty alone. Walking alone isn't just about solitude, it's about stepping into the unknown with nothing but your own faith, determination, and resilience. The greatest adventures, transformations, and breakthroughs in life happen when you choose to move forward without guarantees, without a map, and without knowing exactly where the path will lead. Most people avoid the unknown because it makes them uncomfortable. They seek security, predictability, and reassurance before they take any step forward. They want to know exactly what's waiting for them before they commit to change. But life doesn't work that way. The people who make the greatest progress are the ones who are willing to walk into uncertainty, alone if necessary, knowing that the journey itself will shape them into who they need to be. When you walk into the unknown, fear will be your first companion. Your mind will fill with doubts. What if I fail? What if I make the wrong choice? What if I regret this later? These thoughts are natural, but they are also illusions. The only way to truly fail is to never take the step at all. Every other outcome, whether success, struggle, or temporary setbacks, will only serve to teach you, refine you, and prepare you for greater things. Think about the explorers who set sail into uncharted waters. not knowing if they would ever return. Think about the inventors who worked tirelessly on ideas that others thought were impossible. Think about the entrepreneurs who took financial risks, the artists who pursued their passion despite criticism, the dreamers who chased visions that others laughed at. They all had one thing in common. They were willing to embrace the unknown alone. But here's what many people don't realize. Walking into the unknown isn't as terrifying as it seems once you commit to it. The first few steps might be uncertain, but as you keep moving forward, you adapt. You develop new skills, sharpen your instincts, and gain confidence in your ability to handle anything that comes your way. Walking alone into the unknown also teaches you flexibility. Life rarely unfolds exactly as we plan. Sometimes opportunities arise in unexpected places. Other times, setbacks push us in a direction we never would have considered but ultimately needed. When you are open to the unknown, you allow life to present possibilities that you never could have imagined from your starting point. This is why so many people who walk alone eventually achieve extraordinary things. They aren't limited by the need for certainty. They aren't held back by fear of the unpredictable. They learn to trust themselves, to embrace challenges, and to see every moment of uncertainty as an opportunity to grow. Walking into the unknown alone also forces you to build a deeper relationship with yourself. When there's no one else guiding your way, you learn to listen to your own intuition. You start making decisions based on what feels right, not just what is safe. You stop second-guessing yourself and start embracing the fact that you are fully capable of navigating the journey ahead. And here's the most beautiful part. When you walk into the unknown alone, you don't stay alone forever. Along the way, you will cross paths with others who are also on their own journeys. But these connections will be different. They won't be based on dependency, fear, or the need for approval. They will be based on mutual respect, shared purpose, and the understanding that both of you have chosen to grow on your own before coming together. At some point, you will look back and realize that everything you feared about the unknown was never as terrifying as your mind made it seem. You will see how every challenge prepared you, how every moment of uncertainty made you stronger, and how stepping forward without guarantees was the best decision you ever made. So, embrace the unknown. Walk forward, even if you have to do it alone. The greatest transformations, the deepest wisdom, and the most powerful growth come to those who dare to venture where others are too afraid to go. And if you keep walking one day, you'll find yourself standing in a place you once only dreamed about, stronger, wiser, and fearless. Chapter 10. The Strength to Keep Walking, Becoming Unstoppable in Your Solo Journey. There will come a time in your solo journey when exhaustion sets in, when the path ahead feels endless, when doubt creeps in like a shadow, and when the weight of walking alone feels heavier than ever before. In these moments, many people turn back. They convince themselves that it's too hard, that maybe they were never meant to walk this path alone. But this is the defining moment that separates those who stay stuck from those who rise. The ones who keep walking, despite the struggle, despite the loneliness, despite the uncertainty, are the ones who become truly unstoppable. Strength is not something you are born with. It is something you build, and the only way to build it is through persistence. When you choose to keep moving forward, even when everything inside you wants to quit, you develop a level of mental toughness that cannot be shaken by external forces. You prove to yourself over and over again that you are not defined by temporary emotions, setbacks, or the opinions of others. You begin to realize that strength is not about feeling powerful all the time. It's about showing up even when you don't feel like it. Walking alone doesn't mean you will never feel lost. There will be times when you question everything, when the road ahead is unclear, and when you wonder if all the effort is worth it. But these moments of doubt are not signs that you should stop. They are signs that you are growing. The only people who never experience self-doubt are those who never challenge themselves. If you feel lost, it simply means you are in uncharted territory. And uncharted territory is where all breakthroughs happen. The most important thing you can do during difficult times is to focus on taking just one more step. You don't have to see the entire path ahead. You only need to keep moving forward, one decision at a time, one day at a time. Success is not achieved by giant leaps. It is built through small, consistent steps that compound over time. Each time you push through discomfort, you become stronger. Each time you refuse to give up, you prove to yourself that you are capable of more than you ever believed. One of the greatest dangers of walking alone is the temptation to compare your journey to others. When you see people surrounded by support, moving faster, or seemingly achieving success without struggle, you might start to question why your path is different. But remember this, comparison is an illusion. Everyone faces struggles, whether they show it or not. And more importantly, your journey is unique. It is not meant to look like anyone else's. The moment you stop looking sideways and start focusing only on your own progress, you reclaim your power. Becoming unstoppable doesn't mean never facing obstacles. It means facing them and refusing to be broken by them. It means using every setback as fuel to keep going. It means understanding that failure is not the end. It is just another lesson, another stepping stone to success. When you embrace this mindset, nothing can hold you back. One day, you will look back at all the moments when you wanted to quit. You will remember the nights when you felt like you were walking this road alone, the times when doubt whispered in your ear, the days when progress felt invisible, and then you will realize that every single struggle was necessary, every hardship, every lonely moment, every challenge was preparing you for something greater. Strength is not found in avoiding difficulties. It is built by walking through them. Every time you choose to keep moving, no matter how tired you are, no matter how uncertain the path seems, you are shaping yourself into someone who cannot be stopped. And when you reach the place where you once only dreamed of being, you will understand that the journey, the struggles, the lessons, the growth was the real reward all along. So no matter where you are right now, no matter how difficult the road ahead may seem, just keep walking. Keep pushing forward. Keep believing in yourself, even when no one else does. Because once you develop the strength to keep going, nothing in this world will ever be able to stop you. Chapter 11. Finding peace in solitude, turning loneliness into strength. One of the biggest fears people have about walking alone is loneliness. The idea of being by yourself, without constant companionship, without someone to talk to, without external validation, can feel overwhelming. Society often teaches us that being alone is something to be avoided, that it is a sign of weakness or failure. But what if solitude isn't something to fear? What if, instead of being a burden, it is actually the key to your greatest strength? Loneliness and solitude are not the same. Loneliness is the feeling of emptiness that comes from believing that something is missing, that you need someone or something outside of yourself to feel complete. Solitude, on the other hand, is a choice. It is the decision to be with yourself, to turn inward, and to find fulfillment without depending on external sources. And when you learn to embrace solitude, you discover something incredibly powerful. You do not need anyone else to complete you. You are already whole. Most people never realize this because they never give themselves the chance to experience solitude in a meaningful way. They constantly seek distractions, social media, meaningless conversations, excessive entertainment, just to avoid sitting with themselves. But when you strip away these distractions and allow yourself to truly be alone, You start to see yourself clearly. You begin to understand your thoughts, your desires, and your emotions in a way you never have before. You realize that the fear of being alone was never about solitude itself. It was about facing yourself. Walking alone allows you to cultivate an inner world that is strong, peaceful, and unshakable. When you no longer need external validation to feel worthy, you become truly free. You stop seeking approval from people who do not understand your journey. You stop craving constant interaction just to fill the silence. You stop depending on relationships, achievements, or material possessions to give you a sense of purpose. Instead, you develop an inner peace that remains steady no matter what happens in the external world. This is what makes solitude so powerful. When you learn to enjoy your own company, you no longer fear being alone. You begin to see that solitude is not emptiness. It is a space for growth, reflection, and self-discovery. You become comfortable in silence, and in that silence, you hear the most important voice of all, your own. But finding peace in solitude does not mean isolating yourself from the world forever. It means developing a relationship with yourself that is so strong that whether you are surrounded by people or completely alone, you feel the same sense of fulfillment. It means being able to stand on your own without feeling lost. It means that when you do connect with others, you do so from a place of confidence and wholeness, not from a place of need. One of the greatest signs of personal strength is the ability to be alone and still feel at peace. Many people struggle with this because they have never been taught how to be with themselves. They have spent their lives filling every moment with noise, never allowing themselves to sit in silence long enough to understand who they really are. But once you master solitude, you unlock a level of strength that most people will never reach. You stop chasing people who do not value you. You stop fearing the end of relationships because you know you will always be okay on your own. You stop looking outside yourself for happiness because you realize it has always been within you. You gain a sense of independence that makes you unshakable. Solitude is a gift, but only if you learn how to embrace it. Instead of fearing being alone, use it as an opportunity. Read, reflect, meditate, create, and grow. Spend time understanding your own thoughts instead of drowning them out with distractions. Learn to love your own company, and you will never again feel lonely. And here's the truth. When you stop fearing solitude, you become someone who attracts the right kind of people into your life. Not out of desperation, but out of mutual respect. When you no longer need anyone, you are free to choose connections that truly add value to your life rather than filling a void. You create relationships based on authenticity, not dependency. So if you are afraid of walking alone, know this. Solitude is not your enemy. It is your teacher, your strength, and your path to self-mastery. The greatest minds in history sought solitude not because they were lonely, but because they understood that true wisdom, clarity, and power come from within. You do not need to fear being alone. You only need to fear never learning how to stand on your own. Because once you do, you will realize that you were never truly alone. You always had yourself, and that was enough all along. Chapter 12. The Journey of One, Mastering the Art of Walking Alone for a Lifetime. Walking alone is not just a temporary phase. It is a lifelong practice, a philosophy, and a way of being that shapes you into the kind of person who does not depend on external forces for fulfillment, direction, or strength. The ability to walk alone is one of the greatest skills you can develop because it ensures that no matter what happens in life, no matter who comes or goes, no matter how circumstances change, you remain grounded, whole, and unwavering in your pursuit of purpose. Most people believe that walking alone is something you do when you have no other choice, when no one is there to support you, or when life forces you into solitude. But the truth is, choosing to walk alone is an act of power. It is a declaration that you will not be defined by the approval of others, that you will not wait for permission to follow your dreams, and that you will take full responsibility for your own path. But what does it really mean to master the art of walking alone? It means that you have developed such a deep connection with yourself that you are never lost, no matter where life takes you. It means that you trust your decisions even when others doubt them. It means that you have built the kind of resilience that allows you to face any challenge, any setback, and any uncertainty without breaking. Mastering solitude does not mean rejecting connection. It does not mean isolating yourself or refusing to form relationships. In fact, it means the opposite. It means that you are so secure within yourself that every relationship you choose is based on genuine value, not on need or fear. When you walk alone by choice, you stop settling for superficial connections, for validation-seeking behaviors, and for people who do not truly align with your journey. This is one of the biggest transformations that happen when you master the solo journey. You become incredibly selective with your energy. You stop wasting time on things that do not serve your growth. You stop giving attention to people who drain you. You stop saying yes to things that do not align with your purpose. Instead, you become focused, intentional, and disciplined in how you spend your time and who you allow into your life. Many people struggle with this because they fear what others will think. They fear that walking alone will make them seem distant, unapproachable, or even selfish. But the truth is, the greatest service you can do for yourself and others is to become someone who does not need external validation to move forward. Because when you do, you inspire others to do the same. You show people that it is possible to be whole without constantly seeking approval, that it is possible to be independent without being disconnected, and that it is possible to build a life based on purpose rather than fear. Walking alone also forces you to become your own source of inspiration. You no longer rely on motivation from others. You create it within yourself. You no longer wait for opportunities. You go out and find them. You no longer allow external circumstances to dictate your emotions. You master your mind, your reactions, and your inner world. This is what makes the solo journey so powerful. It is not about proving anything to anyone. It is about proving to yourself that you are capable of standing strong, of building something meaningful, and of living a life that is truly your own. The greatest freedom you will ever experience is the moment you realize that you do not need anyone else to complete you, that you are already enough, and that your journey is entirely in your own hands. But here's something most people don't realize. When you fully embrace walking alone, you never actually feel alone. You develop such a deep relationship with yourself that you always feel guided, supported, and at peace. You find fulfillment in your own growth, in your own progress, and in your own evolution. You begin to see the world differently, not as a place that you must conform to, but as a space where you can create your own reality. Something even more profound happens. The right people start to appear, not because you need them, but because you have become someone who attracts high-quality relationships, opportunities, and experiences. When you master the solo journey, you naturally draw in those who are also walking their own path, who understand the value of self-growth, and who bring something meaningful into your life. The journey of one is not about being alone, it is about becoming complete within yourself. It is about building an unshakable foundation so that no matter what happens in life, you are always secure, always strong, and always moving forward. So, embrace the path of walking alone, not as a struggle, but as a privilege. See it as an opportunity to master your mind, strengthen your spirit, and become the kind of person who does not fear solitude, but welcomes it as a tool for transformation. Because once you master the art of walking alone, you will never again feel lost. You will always know that the most powerful guide you have ever needed was within you all along. Chapter 13. The Final Transformation. Becoming the person you were meant to be. There comes a point in every solo journey where something shifts. The struggles that once seemed unbearable become stepping stones. The loneliness that once felt heavy turns into a source of strength. The doubts that once whispered in your mind grow silent as you realize you no longer need the approval of others to move forward. This is the final transformation, the moment you step into the person you were always meant to be. Most people never reach this stage because they give up too soon. They turn back when the road gets hard. They return to the comfort of the familiar, even if it means sacrificing their dreams. But those who keep walking, those who push through the discomfort and the fear, eventually arrive at a place of undeniable power. They become something rare, someone who is truly free. Freedom is not just about independence. It is about knowing yourself so deeply that nothing can shake you. It is about understanding your worth so completely that no rejection, no failure, and no setback can make you question your path. It is about becoming a person who is no longer controlled by fear, by external validation, or by the expectations of society. At this stage of the journey, you realize that everything you once feared about walking alone was never as terrifying as it seemed. The things that used to cause you anxiety, the silence, the uncertainty, the solitude, have become your greatest allies. You no longer seek distractions because you are at peace with yourself. You no longer crave validation because you trust your own judgment. You no longer fear being alone because you have built a life that is meaningful, fulfilling, and completely your own. But the most profound realization is this: you never truly needed anyone else to complete you. You were whole all along. The journey wasn't about finding something outside of yourself. It was about discovering the strength, wisdom, and clarity that were always within you. The process of walking alone didn't change you into someone else. It simply revealed who you truly were, beneath all the noise, all the conditioning, and all the expectations placed upon you. At this stage, you also begin to notice that the right people start appearing in your life. Not because you went searching for them, but because you have become someone who naturally attracts high-quality relationships. You no longer allow toxic people into your life because you respect yourself too much to entertain anything that does not align with your growth. You no longer settle for shallow connections because you have experienced the depth of your own company. And when you do let people in, it is because they add value to your life, not because you need them to feel whole. The final transformation is not about reaching some ultimate destination. It is about realizing that the journey itself is the destination. You no longer feel desperate to arrive somewhere because you understand that growth is a lifelong process. Every step you take, every challenge you overcome, every lesson you learn is part of becoming the most powerful version of yourself. This is where true fulfillment comes from, not from external success, not from relationships, not from the approval of others, but from knowing that you have mastered yourself, that you have built an unshakable foundation, that no matter what life throws at you, you will always be able to stand strong and keep moving forward. At this point, you also start to inspire others without even trying. People begin to notice your confidence, your peace, and your strength. They see that you are different, not because you are louder, not because you seek attention, but because you carry a quiet power that comes from knowing yourself deeply. Your presence alone becomes proof that it is possible to walk alone and still be fulfilled, strong, and unstoppable. The greatest lesson of walking alone is this: you are all you need. the strength, the wisdom, the clarity. It has always been within you. You simply had to walk the path to see it for yourself. Now, as you stand at this point in your journey, you realize that you are no longer afraid. You no longer fear solitude because you have found peace within it. You no longer fear failure because you know that every setback is just another lesson. You no longer fear the unknown because you trust yourself to handle anything that comes your way. And this? This is what it means to be truly free. To walk your own path, unapologetically, fearlessly, and with complete confidence in yourself. So, keep walking, keep growing, keep becoming, because the person you were always meant to be is not someone you have to find, it is someone you have to uncover. And now, after all this time, you are finally stepping into that person. The journey doesn't end here. In many ways, it is just beginning. But now, you walk forward not with hesitation, but with certainty, because you are no longer just someone on the path. You are the path. Chapter 14. The Infinite Journey. Walking alone, walking forever. The solo journey does not have a final destination. It is not a temporary phase, a chapter in your life, or a path you take only until you find security in someone or something else. It is an ongoing evolution, a continuous unfolding of self-mastery, resilience, and transformation. Walking alone is not about reaching a point where you arrive. It is about embracing the fact that growth never ends. You are not walking to escape something or to find an external reward. You are walking because that is what life demands of those who choose to live fully. Many people view solitude as something they must endure until they can rejoin society in a way that feels more acceptable, until they can find a relationship, a community, or a purpose that fills the space left by their solo path. But those who truly embrace the power of walking alone understand that it is not a temporary retreat from the world. It is a lifelong practice, a way of moving through life with clarity, purpose, and strength. When you commit to this way of life, you develop an unwavering sense of direction, even when you don't know exactly where the road will lead. You no longer need external validation to confirm that you are on the right path because you have learned to trust yourself completely. Your decisions are no longer based on what is popular, what is expected, or what is safe. They are based on what feels right, what aligns with your higher self, and what fuels your continuous growth. This is what makes the solo journey infinite. There will always be new challenges to face, new lessons to learn, and new versions of yourself to discover. The moment you think you have reached the peak, you will realize there is another mountain to climb. The moment you feel you have mastered something, life will present you with another test, another opportunity to rise. Some might see this as exhausting, but those who truly walk alone see it as liberating, because the moment you accept that there is no final destination, you free yourself from the pressure to arrive. You no longer chase completion, because you understand that you are already complete. Growth is simply the process of uncovering deeper layers of yourself. Walking alone for a lifetime does not mean you will never form meaningful relationships or find people who understand your path. In fact, quite the opposite happens. As you continue to evolve, you naturally attract others who are on their own journeys of growth. But these connections are different. They are not built on dependency, need, or fear of being alone. They are built on mutual respect, shared wisdom, and an unspoken understanding that both of you have chosen the path of continuous self-discovery. What makes the infinite journey so powerful is that you no longer fear loss. When you have built an unshakable foundation within yourself, you understand that everything in life is temporary, relationships, circumstances, opportunities. But the one constant is you. You are the traveler, the seeker, the warrior who continues moving forward no matter what life takes away. This understanding brings a level of peace that few people ever experience. You stop clinging to things that no longer serve you. You stop fearing the unknown because you have walked into it so many times that it no longer intimidates you. You stop seeking shortcuts because you realize that the journey itself is the reward. The world tells you that success is about reaching a goal, finding stability, and securing a future that is predictable and safe. But those who walk alone know a deeper truth. True success is about movement. It is about never settling, never becoming stagnant, and never allowing yourself to shrink into comfort when growth is still calling you forward. You will meet people along the way who do not understand this. They will question why you keep pushing forward when you could settle into something easier. They will wonder why you are never satisfied, why you always seek the next challenge, why you are willing to walk paths that others avoid. But what they do not realize is that your hunger for growth is not a burden, it is a gift. To walk alone is to embrace the unknown, not just once, but over and over again. It is to choose growth over comfort, self-trust over external approval, and transformation over stagnation. It is to understand that the path does not end, because as long as you are alive, you are evolving. The infinite journey is not about walking towards something. It is about walking as something. You are no longer just a person moving through life. You are a force, a presence, a being in constant evolution. And that is what true freedom looks like. So, keep walking, keep evolving, keep becoming. The path ahead has no end, and that is exactly what makes it so powerful. Walking alone is not just a journey, it is a transformation. It is the process of shedding everything that is not truly you, the expectations, the fears, the need for validation, and stepping fully into the person you were always meant to become. It is not an easy road, nor is it one that many are willing to take. But for those who do, it is the most rewarding path of all. Through solitude, you discover who you truly are. Without the noise of the world telling you what you should be, you learn to listen to your own voice, to trust your instincts, and to move through life with clarity and confidence. You develop a level of strength that cannot be taken away because it is built from within. You learn to stand tall, not because someone is holding you up, but because you have trained yourself to carry your own weight. Walking alone forces you to level up. It challenges you, tests you, and refines you in ways that comfort never could. It strips away everything that is unnecessary and leaves behind only what is real. And in doing so, it gives you something priceless, the ability to depend on yourself, to find peace in solitude, and to move forward fearlessly, no matter what obstacles arise. Not everyone will understand your path, and that's okay. Not everyone is meant to. Some will question you, some will doubt you, and some may even try to pull you back into the familiar. But when you stop seeking approval, when you stop waiting for others to validate your choices, you unlock a kind of freedom that few people will ever experience. You realize that you do not need permission to live the life you choose. You do not need to explain your journey to anyone. You only need to keep moving forward, trusting that every step is shaping you into the person you are destined to be. And as you continue walking, something incredible happens. You stop fearing the unknown because you have walked into it so many times that it no longer intimidates you. You stop feeling lonely because you have built a relationship with yourself so deep that solitude feels like a gift, not a punishment. You stop looking outside for fulfillment because you have found it within. This is the ultimate power of walking alone. You become unstoppable. You become the kind of person who does not just survive, but thrives in any situation. You become someone who moves through life with purpose, unshaken by setbacks and unafraid of the path ahead. The journey does not end here. In fact, it never ends. There will always be new challenges, new lessons, and new versions of yourself to uncover. But now you are no longer walking with hesitation. You are walking with certainty. Because you have learned the greatest lesson of all, you do not need to follow someone else's path. You are the path. So keep walking, keep evolving, keep becoming. The world belongs to those who are brave enough to walk alone.